Hi there, Donna Ashton here, and welcome back to another episode of 4-Day Weekends. Today's topic is going to be about launching out this fall. And I really want to spend this time not giving you advice on how to launch or the best way to set up your email sequences, but this is a shift. Like, I want you to reframe the way you're thinking about launching. Let's jump in. Let's think about shifting from launching at people to offering your gifts to those who need them. When I think of the word launching, and when I was preparing for this episode, I could really just picture myself with one of those bottle rockets sitting in the backyard and taking a lighter and lighting the wick and letting that thing fly up into the air, exploding. And I think that in the past, that's what we've tried to do with launching a new program or a new offer, was to get the rocket up in the air and exploding with as much fanfare, lights, sound, as much notice, get it as high as that we could so that we make a big splash and people will notice and people will go, oh, what's that? Let's go see what's happening over there. Because it's an interesting term for bringing your programs out to market, or starting, the start of a program is launching. And it is a idea of getting all of that out into the world in a big way, in a flashy way, so that people will take notice. And as I was creating, I was going to say during this episode, I stopped and was like, I don't really want to talk about launching. I didn't even like that term. That's why this changes sometimes. I try to keep it very fluid with what I'm bringing in when I get hits or channeled information through. This is what's coming. And that is to stop looking at it that way. So how can we offer? I want you to think of it more as an offering. That's the word that came to me when I was like, well, what could be the substitute word for launching? Everyone who's online now understands that term as what a launch is, right? A book launch, a program launch, a mastermind launch, a live event launch. People understand that there's a certain amount of time that goes in. Maybe it's 4 weeks or 6 weeks, or a time where we're going at this whole thing. And it's during that launch where you're just offering that one thing and there's constant content coming through and emails and different things to help get people into the program or whatever that is that you're selling. But what if we considered it as an offering? And that is completely different energy. And interestingly, I am hosting this book study on the Tosha Silver book, It's Not Your Money. And really the theme of that book is about offering and surrendering. And I think it's really interesting. And that's maybe why I'm getting this hit over as like, how can we offer your gifts, your program, your knowledge, your wisdom to those who need them? And how, if we treat your program like a sacred offering, how that changes everything. It changes the whole energy of what you're doing. And instead of by force trying to force those conversions, force enough people to, hey, look over here, right? From this flashy bang in the sky, you are instead offering something that creates space for this energetic match. So I want you to think about that and see how that feels. To me, it's like this relief. It's like this whole sigh of, okay, I can do this in a different way. And not just in a different way, but with different energy. And that's really what I'm... harping on all the time is, how does your energy match? How does it feel in your body to think about offering your program instead of launching your program. Now, maybe that doesn't resonate with you, but if you're here listening to this podcast, most likely it feels a little better. It feels a little lighter and easier and also authentic. Hey, I only want people who really want this. I want to hold space for the right people to say yes and the wrong people to say no, and not just try to manipulate conversions and get as many people as possible. It's not about the numbers. It is about the right people who need to come and work with you right now in this program or whatever you're launching. I did it again. I said launching, whatever you're offering. So I also want to highlight that fall is the time for harvest. And you probably already know this if you are alive these days, as we start to see the leaves dropping and we start to feel that shift from outward energy of summer start to come back a little bit in September. And as we start to think about the harvest, as we're harvesting the fruit from the trees and we're harvesting the wheat from the fields, obviously we don't get a lot of that these days as entrepreneurs or people who are just working inside their homes. But if you have any type of flowers or fruit trees or anything like that, then there's a lot of things that are coming into season this time of year. And it's time to pluck those apples and those grapes and the blueberries, and whatever's coming into season. And it's time for harvest. And that just doesn't mean pulling apples off trees. In the business sense, I'm talking about it's time to look back on everything that you have seeded and planted and nurtured and watered and helped grow for these first two cycles, the cycle of spring and summer. And now it's time to gather. Think of fall as this gathering time of holding out the basket under the tree and letting the apples or the acorns or the pecans or whatever fall into it. And that is the energy that we are looking for when we talk about offering something in the fall, bringing this out to market and out to your community or out into the wide world of internet. And that's the type of energy that I want you to think about bringing your new program or your whatever. There's a difference between pushing your offer and presenting it with reverence. I know that all of you have been on the receiving end of launch emails and constant stuff bombarding you. And yes, there is a kernel of truth in that people don't always see every email, so you can't just mention something once. I truly get that, and the same on a social media platform or whatever. But at the same time, if you think about frequency and energy and like attracting like, that if you are putting this out in a reverent, sacred way, the right people are going to find it. Maybe not everyone sees your messages, and that's probably okay. As we were saying about holding space for the right people to say yes and the wrong people to say no, those wrong people may not see it. They're probably the ones who won't see your message. Have you ever been scrolling on Facebook? And I don't do this very often. I'm not on social media very much, but once in a while I'll go over there and pull up my Facebook and there's something I needed. I know it's synchronicity. I know that it was meant for me to be seen. I know that I get something and I look at it and those are the things I really need to put my attention on. And the rest of the stuff is just noise that I filter out. And many people are doing that. And the people who are the right people for you will also respond to the energetics of your energy, just of how you're putting it out there, and also the messaging and the words that you are saying, so that they will be like, okay, I'm very interested. Let me go check out what this is. Let me learn more. We have dumbed down this launching to the point where we think we're talking to 3- and 4-year-olds who have to be hit over the head 25 times with emails and all of the stuff so that finally they'll turn their heads and go, oh, maybe I am interested. And I've done it too. And I don't want to run my business that way any longer. And people don't need that. The people who are interested will come. The people who are meant to work with you will come. So if you're thinking about offering something this fall, I want you to have this bit of a reframing and a shift. And I will talk more about actually going and doing the offering slash launching. But in this episode, I want to give you this piece to ponder and think about what that could feel like, how that could be just a very simple, ease-filled way to fill your program or your live event or your retreat or whatever it is you're trying to get out into the world, instead of all this pomp and circumstance and this parade of stuff that we have to do by shooting the bottle rocket and launching it up into the air. So I hope this gave you pause. I hope this gave you some really good food for thought. And I will see you on the next episode.